All I'm trying to do is add up how much money was spent out there so we know how much the taxpayers put into it. Now, the net is a totally different...
Now, you do realize the people that actually bought the bonds are getting interest on those bonds. And so they're actually benefiting from buying those bonds.
But we're paying for it. The citizens are paying for it.
But that was issued... I think you knew that when you issued the bonds.
I don't know what anybody knew. I'm just adding up the numbers, okay? And did you... Okay, next question.
But did you think that they were going to give you money for free?
No, because it's part of the project cost.
Yeah, but I mean,
you're
sitting there telling what the cost of this project is. You didn't do $1, you didn't spend $1, you were going to spend $20 million.
And we knew the bridge was going to cost whatever it cost, too. We knew the bridge was going to cost something, too. The money cost something. The money is expensive. It cost $11 million.
Okay.
Okay, so that's part of the cost of the operation. The interest on the money...
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay, good. All right, good. Okay, the next thing is, there was a... Next page, please. Okay, there's a big red bold number around that, $2.6 million. That was a cost that we only discovered after we started a conversation in this.
That was in the general ledger and the information that specifically was there. I didn't do anything special to identify.
Okay, I know. You got that number from the city manager. I know where that came from.
I got it from the city.
Yeah, okay.
Got it from the same, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I got it from the same place that you got it, I believe.
I'm sorry?
I received the information from the same place you received the information.
No, I only got that $2.6 million after we started talking about how much it cost. I didn't know that before.
I got that specifically from the roll forward of the project. I didn't get that special number from them.
You got it from where?
I took the project cost and the project proceeds and did a roll forward so that I could make sure that everything reconciled back to the actual total project cost.
I didn't have access to all that. So, any case,
I built it. I didn't either.
Yeah,
I basically built what I just told you.
The $2.6 million wasn't a number that I had in the very beginning. Okay, and $7.6 million for the land, was listed two different places. That's why I got it in there twice.
It was not listed two different places.
If you look at the minutes, if you look at all the documentation, it was in two different places. Okay. And there's $2.6 million there, and I was over 7.6, so that's about $5 million out. So we're pretty close in our numbers. We're pretty close in what we put in there.
Yes.
Okay. When you were talking about the land valuations and me grossly overstating it, did you use GASB 72 to determine that?
I'm not getting into what the accounting. This is simply from a finance in a...
Okay, well, GASB 72, if you don't know, what that means is that we're supposed to value assets...
governmental accounting. I know what you're talking about. It doesn't have anything to do with what I'm doing.
No, 72 does, because I value the land that we gave away at the current market value, which 72 says that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Well, that's not an economic principle. That's a GASB accounting principle.
Right.
And if you're looking at this from an opportunity cost as opposed to... actually, what would have happened had the project never been done? Those are two different things.
No, that's not what I'm looking at.
You're mixing again apples and oranges. You're not.
Well, that's
looking
what
at this.
You say, but I don't say so.
Well, but I'm a finance major.
Well, what I'm trying to get to is not related really to finance.
They're absolutely related because you're telling what the actual costs are.
How much money's been spent at that project? That's what I'm trying to get to.